morning around 11:51, almost 12 o'clock, a sheriff's deputy went to our offices to serve a writ of arrest. I haven't read the writ up to now, but apparently the judge, something to do with a story we ran last week about the former defense minister's trial, Mr. Brani Samukai. The judge claimed that although he came down with a ruling in the case, he was not the original judge. And the story attributed the initial ruling to him. For that reason, he wanted us to go and explain his story. So we were in an office because of COVID-19. We didn't go to the office. We work from home. Our reporters submit the stories through our WhatsApp chat group and the emails. So we had no idea this was being served until we received the order that we'll be arrested.
So you did not refuse to sign for the writ of summons?
No, the only person at the office was the security. And because of the time factor that was served at almost 12 o'clock midday and asking to appear at 12:30, that makes it almost nearly impossible for anyone from our office to appear at the court. So I think the judge was very excessive in his decision to have us arrested.
The court said that you wrongfully reported the story in question.
Well, I'm not sure what he means by that. The case against the former defense minister came down last week. It was his decision. I mean, he ruled on the case, the final ruling. I think his issue was the initial case was submitted by his predecessor. That was the only discrepancy, but we did not print any false article against the judge.
Rodney, for the purpose of our listeners, what exactly is the case involving the former defense minister, Brani Samukai?
Well, Brani Samukai was a minister of defense under the former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. He was accused of mismanaging money intended for the retired armed forces of Liberia, widows and soldiers missing during his tenure. Nearly $250,000. But last week, the Supreme Court came down with a ruling against Brani Samukai. That ruling pretty much said that the defense minister would not be able to take his seat. He was elected as senator for Lofa County. The minister was able to pay some of the money that he's alleged to have misused or mismanaged, but the court insisting that he should not be allowed to take his seat in the Senate. And the report the judge is referring to, based on some irregularities in the court, he claims was submitted by his predecessor in the case and not him. And that's the issue that I think we were served.
So has your paper made any legal representation to the court pertaining to the writ of summons?
Not yet. We haven't seen it. We haven't received it. So if you go to office anytime, Jim, this in the daytime, especially the time they serve that writ, there's nobody there, only the security. And the time to serve it, there was no way anyone from the office would have been able to go to the court in 1 hour. That's just not enough. I think when you serve someone the writ, give them at least a couple of days, or at least a week minimum for them to appear. But the 1 hour notice was just too excessive.
Rodney, thank you so much. Always nice to talk with you.
Thank you, James.